Coach Mitty, it was an interesting year before the season. You found out right before you weren't going to have Yoki for the year, but guys really came back and battled well there throughout the season. WNIT close to making it to the next round there, but recap your 2022-23 season.
You know, it had a lot of ups and downs. I mean, obviously, with the win over Iowa at home, that was a huge highlight. We just were inconsistent in... Obviously, when you lose a player like Lee, that is a significant change in what you might do philosophically. You're not going to replace that, especially a center or a point guard can drastically change some things. We felt like we could do some things from the three-point line, but we were just never consistent enough there. I was proud of our group, though. I did think that learning to play without Lee forced some players to get into situations maybe a year earlier than the Glenn twins were ready, Serena, but they sure showed up and got better as the season progressed.
How big was a player like Gabby Gregory for you last year?
Yeah, you know, that's why we brought her in. We felt like she was a missing piece for us. Now, obviously, the plan was with Lee, but, yeah, she was huge, and I thought she had a great year. She battled the injuries a year before at Oklahoma, 100% healthy. People just love watching her play. She plays with such a fire, tenacity, and swagger that is fun to watch.
Well, you hit the transfer portal pretty hard. You brought in a really good nucleus of transfer players in this year, and you got to be pretty excited about the depth that you guys have to maybe kind of take that to next level, get to the top of the conference, and even make a deep run.
Yeah, you know, we went into the portal with very specific needs, but that had a lot to do with the fact we had so many returners. Wanted to get a guard that could play off the bounce and relieve some pressure at the point from Serena. We think Taryn Sides can do that, but we also think Zai Walker can play anywhere from the one to the three. So we liked that one. And then we needed more depth on the front line. You saw vulnerable with Lee out. So Imani Lester's a player that a really talented player. She shoots the ball well enough to go to the four spot. Big enough, strong enough to play the five, so really pleased with what we're able to add.
All right, schedule next year. I know your non-conference slate's not out yet, but I know you're going to have a pretty good challenging non-con.
Yeah, it's challenging again. We're at Iowa. They're obviously coming off the national championship game. We've got Missouri on a neutral floor. We've got Wisconsin at home. We go to a Florida tournament that's got four top 25 teams in it. So I think it's going to really challenge this group. But, you know, Adam, this is a group that 2 years ago with Lee started three freshmen and made it to the round of 32. So we need a tough schedule. We've got a roster, we believe, to handle that. And we need to have a really challenging schedule.
And I wanted to ask about, you know, Coach Osterman. He'd been your longtime assistant for a while. He's got a head job down the road in Emporia. And are you guys going to have to schedule each other for an exhibition now?
You know what? I'm sure that there'll be an exhibition game down the road. Although Coach O was in charge of scheduling, and he did it so far in advance, I think the next couple years were good. But good for him. He's been looking for the right opportunity. And, yeah, he did a really good job for us at TCU when I was there, and then brought him to Kansas State and just continued on. And I think he'll do a great job at Emporia. And as you know, both of us kind of cut our teeth in the MIAA way back when. So that's a great league and a great school.
All right. Thank you for the time. Looking forward to your season coming up.
All right, Adam. Thanks.